Unit 22. Social Networking Website. A poorly dressed young man stepped on the platform and started his presentation at the 2007 World Economic Forum. He was wearing open-toe Adidas slippers and a pair of old jeans. In spite of his spontaneous attitude, people started to listen to him attentively. The young man was the founder of Facebook, the sixth most popular social networking website in America. Facebook was first started in 2004 by Mark Zuckerberg. People socially network by leaving their profiles, contact numbers, and photos in their personal online space in Facebook. The site was originally only for university students who had a .edu email address. Not everyone could join the site. This was an interesting idea because it allowed Facebook to grow in popularity among university students. Students could feel like they had their own special network. In 2006, though, Facebook finally allowed anyone with an email address to join. Through Facebook, old high school and elementary school friends can find each other again. Members can add friends to their list of contacts. They can upload photos and videos. They can also check out what their friends are doing or write messages on their friend's wall. Writing on the wall is a simple and fun way to communicate. Facebook has lots of interesting features. It lets users to upload pictures or images easily and freely. It made Facebook to be the number one site for photos in America. There is a unique greeting system called Poke. Users can poke their friends and say hello to each other. Another cool feature is the gift feature. There is a variety of small items that can be sent to other users as small gifts. Users buy and send these small items for special days or events. Facebook is growing faster and bigger. By October 2007, Facebook had over 42 million active members worldwide. That made it the biggest college-focused website in the world. It provides an easy and simple way to build social network. Unlike other websites, there are less regulations and rules for users. As Facebook allows new designs and applications within the framework, users have more freedom to create their own online space. The CEO of Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, has gained a nickname, the next Bill Gates. Mark Zuckerberg is a computer whiz and also a Harvard dropout. This ambitious young man is still working hard to grow his business as a large enterprise. He turned down a $900 million offer for Facebook from other big companies. Instead, he considers investment from other companies such as Microsoft or Google. Facebook started as a young man's hobby project and spread across the dorm rooms of Harvard and other universities. Now it is not just a student network phenomenon. It has become a worldwide phenomenon.